Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 245. My Dog is the Best, part 2. Luca greets us each morning by putting his paws up on the bed on my side once he senses we are awake, often even before we start talking and sharing our recent dream wanderings. He does his stretching in this position as he anticipates a head and belly rub, which he reciprocates with a hand or head lick, his version of kissing me. Then he races to the living room for a tug toy, hoping to get spun around and around while he clings on for the ride. What a way to start the day with affection and play. Cold nose, warm heart. Much has been made about the legendary bonds between dogs and humans. You don't have to have been a famous dog fan to appreciate the depth of connection. Rin Tin Tin was a German shepherd born in France and rescued from a World War I battlefield by an American who then helped him rise to international fame in movies. He was discovered at an L.A. dog show where he was entertaining the crowd by jumping 13 and a half feet. Lassie was a female rough collie who was portrayed as both intelligent and brave, never ending in her love and loyalty for humans in films for MGM from 1943 to 1951, and then a television series from 1954 to 1974. A border collie named Chaser has attained the vocabulary of a three-year-old child, just over 1,000 words, picking out on command a single one of hundreds of named toys. He can understand basic nouns and verbs and integrate the two. Bring me the rope. Drop the monkey. A research team from Hungary recently tested whether dogs envision objects in their mind's eye like humans do. They used EEG testing to track brain electrical impulses, and dogs interacted with their owners and toys they knew. Words activate a memory and a visual representation of an object, even if not present, a process called mental representation. We use words to refer to objects in our environment, creating referential understanding, a core human language trait. The team found that the brain pattern responses in the dogs mimic those typically found in humans, the first real neuroscientific evidence that dogs understand words the way humans do. It's speculated that as long as 25,000 years ago, wolves began the transition from wild animal to domesticated companion. Part of what I love about Luca is that persistent bit of wild that is very much still there. Get him on a long arroyo walk, and besides endlessly wanting to chase stick and play, he is quite intent on roaming up and down hills and tracking the hidden stories of all the scents various creatures have left in the last bit of time. His reflexes and athleticism are clearly wild survival-oriented, even as he is incredibly adept at socializing humans and clearly sensitive to our emotional states. While we've trained him to enjoy pets and treats, he loves nothing more than running with a pack of dogs at the dog park or where we board him when traveling. Evangeline Anderson, aged 11, is a survivor of the worst school shooting Tennessee has ever experienced, when 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults were killed by a former student in 2023. She said, quote, "Sometimes it's just nice to have a giant soft pillow that doesn't need to talk to you and just cuddle it," close quote. A year after the tragedy, more than 40 dogs have been taken in by families from the community. Dog-assisted interventions have become commonplace worldwide with both mass shootings and natural disasters. Research shows that even brief, minute-long interactions with dogs and other animals can reduce cortisol, the body's stress hormone as measured in saliva, enhancing well-being and learning. Veterans and others in trauma recovery struggling with PTSD are clearly benefiting from programs involving dogs and even horses. The wild, yearning part of us connects with theirs, and magic happens. I believe that we are meant to be in regular, closer contact with animals than most of us are, hence the popularity of human pets. The bonds formed are enriching for all. Luca models for me not only going with the flow and enjoying the moment, but immense patience. The field of anthrozoology, which studies human-animal relationships, will no doubt continue to provide a science view of further insights into such endearing encounters and connections. A new generation of service dogs are being trained to hold doors open, fetch something from the fridge, adjust a light switch, and carry shopping bags. Some are even capable of sniffing out low blood sugar or an impending seizure. Jerry Seinfeld reminds us, quote, "If aliens are watching us through telescopes, they're going to think the dogs are the leaders of the planet. If you see two life forms, one of them is making a poop, the other one's carrying it for him, who would you assume is in charge?" Close quote. In 2022, total spending on U.S. pets reached $137 billion, according to a pet-related trade association. Dog-focused hotels, complete with med carts and nighttime tuck-in belly rubs, restaurants that offer dog menus as well, coffee shops where one can spend time with dogs looking for adoption, dog bakeries and birthday parties for doggies have become part of our cultural norms. Enter Dog TV, a paid subscription service designed for canines stuck home alone during the day, a huge market given the surge of pandemic-adopted puppies. A biotech company is progressing with testing of a canine life extension drug. The company's name is Loyal. From fancy pet urns to cremation jewelry to glass art, perhaps we are going too far for our beloved companions. Have they become a substitute for human interactions for some lonely people? Will they eventually be replaced by robot dogs? To borrow a phrase from Mary Poppins, the 1964 classic Disney fare, now labeled as racist because of a rather archaic racial slur, Hottentot, dogs, in my humble opinion, clearly remain supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, extraordinarily good and wonderful.